Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Parliament was adjourned this week and is not set to resume until Tuesday fortnight on May Day. And that's not a cry for help, although some dairy farmers will be looking for all the support they can get when they make submissions to the Primary Production Committee on the Dairy Industry Restructuring Amendment Bill. The committee was sent the bill after its first reading 2 weeks ago. And as Rhys Lyon reports, it's an important piece of legislation affecting not just the price of milk in shops, but control over ownership of Fonterra at the heart of the whole dairy industry.
Primary Industries Minister David Carter began the first reading debate by outlining the aim of the bill.
The Dairy Industry Restructuring Act, or DIRA, was enacted in 2001 and was the legislation that allowed for the formation of Fonterra. 10 years on, this amendment bill will ensure that the Act remains a durable platform for the continuing growth of an efficient and innovative dairy sector, maximising its potential for the New Zealand economy.
Mr. Carter said the bill would allow for better regulation of milk price setting.
To achieve this, the bill includes the following measures. 1. Embedding Fonterra's current milk price governance arrangements into legislation. 2. Requiring Fonterra to publicly disclose information in relation to its milk sour price setting. And 3. Introducing a milk price monitoring regime to be undertaken by the Commerce Commission.
But Labour Party Primary Industry spokesman Damien O'Connor said his party would not support those measures.
Labour thinks that this might be perhaps an over-regulation of what has proved to be a reasonably efficient way of establishing raw milk price, milk for competitors, and a fair indication for farmers how much their milk is worth.
Mr. O'Connor said farmers themselves didn't agree with the proposed milk price regulations.
The issue that dairy farmers have raised in relation to this part of the bill is that, in fact, when the milk price setting methodology was reviewed, there was no major problem with it.
Back now to Primary Industries Minister David Carter, who outlined another provision of the bill.
To allow for Fonterra's proposed trading amongst farmers regime, or TAF, as it has become known. Under TAF, farmers wanting to purchase or sell Fonterra shares would trade in a market rather than transacting directly with Fonterra, as is currently the case.
But Labour's Damien O'Connor said farmers had also raised concerns about that part of the bill.
This is the most significant part of the legislation, and while there has been huge distraction constructed by the national government and constructed by the Board of Fonterra themselves, there is a fear and a growing fear by farmers that this might be opening up the cooperative to outside investment, outside ownership, and ultimately outside control.
Mr. O'Connor said Labour intended to rectify those concerns.
We will be seeking through the select committee process, if this bill passes, if Mr. Banks wants to support it or Mr. Dunn wants to support it, we'll be seeking assurances that the farmers who will have the shares and be able to trade the shares will be New Zealanders, be New Zealand residents, and in fact be the very people who should be controlling and owning our most successful company.
And discussion at the Select Committee promises to be robust following this revelation from Mr. O'Connor's Labour colleague, Trevor Mallard.
I indicated that my view was certainly closer to the Minister who introduced the bill than my colleague, Damien O'Connor. We have a different point of view. And I'd say that the Chairman of the Primary Production Select Committee has a view closer to Damien O'Connor's than mine. And the Select Committee is an enormous opportunity to work through those views.
Although the time available for that Select Committee process has been shortened by the government, something with which Labour's David Cunliffe took issue.
Mr. Speaker, the report back time is too short. 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 The report back time is too short.
Put it order. The member's trifling with the chair. The debate is terminated.
Assistant Speaker Lindsay Tish. The Dairy Industry Restructuring Amendment Bill was referred to the Primary Production Select Committee to be reported back by June 1st.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.